The next character I want to talk about is Andrew. I knew we wanted to include Andrew. What a great comic relief. Not only is he excellent comic relief, but he is also, he's good for the butt of the joke. He's good for bringing out the geek and all of the writers and all of the fans. He makes references that, you know, most of the sci-fi geeks of the world can say, hey, yeah, I get that. I understand what he's talking about. so he's really a fun character to play with. But again, with this whole theme of what I'd like to do with Watchers over the years is, you know, to kind of grow them up, but still have them retain those characteristics that made them special. I think, you know, with Andrew, with him, it was a matter of basically getting him a girlfriend. I think he had to kind of move into that area of being a grown-up. And one of the things that I like about his relationship, again, and it can kind of marry... mirrors Giles and his lady Becca, and the fact that his girlfriend Tracy is pretty much as big as enough geek as he is, and really Andrew's not a bad looking guy either, but it's that awkward geekiness that you know, kind of prevented him from snagging a girl, you know, that he didn't have magically, you know, powers over, but I think that you know, in looking back on everything, too, with Andrew in the Buffy series, he also had things that he had to deal with. And we haven't had a chance really to devote as much time to Andrew, since we have a cast of thousands. I think, you know, as supporting characters go, we did manage to take Andrew from one point and put him in another one that, you know, it wasn't degrading. He wasn't always the butt of the joke. In the end, he was actually somebody who was very competent. He was somebody behind the scenes that really helped the Watchers staff shine. And I think that, and when I say Watchers staff, I mean the actual council people, not the actual writers of the show. But, you know, he was the support team to everybody. You know, if Willow wanted a cup of coffee, he was there. You know, and if Faith wanted scrambled eggs, he was there. And if there was somebody attacking the council, he was there to help guard him. So it's, you know, he wore many hats, and I think that's what I like most about Andrew, is that, you know, we could place him in any situation, and, you know, by the end of the series, it was believable that he could be in any of these situations. But it was a long road to get there. It wasn't anything that happened overnight. So, you know, over the course of the 5 years that we created the show, I really have to say I'm proud of where we were with Andrew and where he ended up at the very end of the series.